So, Mary, how excited are you competing here in the Remacra finals here in Lyon?
Well, I'm very excited. It's been an extremely long trip coming from the other side of the world. I've done three World Cup finals before, but that was quite a while ago with my little horse called Mosaic. So this is the first World Cup final with Sunset. But I'm just really excited just to be here, because getting here from so far away is one thing, you know, and then getting through the whole competition is the next thing.
And then coming here where obviously we've got a world-class field, the expectations, where do you set your expectations then for the week? What do you hope to achieve?
Okay, well, it's fairly daunting when I look at the quality of the field here. So I can only really set that I do an absolutely the best that I can, aim for a personal best, to push my scores up beyond what I've done already. But I feel like he's going really well, so I feel that's definitely something I can achieve.
And coming in here, I mean, horses now just travel around the world. It's like all of us find it no problem, but there is a degree, you know, you are in a different environment and sort of the climate and everything. Yeah. So does it take some adapting?
Well, it's quite difficult, really, because when at home we would be just going into winter. And in the last week, he's decided he must be going into winter, so he's grown a huge winter coat. So we had to clip him last night because he's looked like a hairy goat, actually.
And that's not what you need in dressage.
No, I looked at him, I said, I'm not going in the World Cup like that. Sorry, that coat comes off now.
But coming into an arena, I mean, this is a huge arena. Presumably back home, you don't compete necessarily in sort of environments and with crowds like this.
No, we wouldn't have as big a crowd as this, but we do have Equitana at home, which is quite a difficult atmosphere, and he behaved well in that, so I feel he's fairly well prepared for that, and he is a horse that does like the big atmosphere, so I feel that lifts him, and I'll get the best out of him in that atmosphere, hopefully.
And would you be looking to be back in France at the end of the year? Is that the plan for the World Equestrian Games?
Yes, that certainly is the plan. We're going to stay on and do the qualification events for selection. And then we have two selection events before WEG that we have to compete in. So I'll be aiming to make the WEG team.
And is that that's a real driving ambition, is it, to be part of that?
Well, yes, as you know, I'm a little older than most of the people around here. So I just keep on doing it. I keep pushing myself along. I know people think I'm mad, but that's what I do.
Well, keep enjoying the sport. That's why people love it, isn't it? That's the beauty of equestrian sport. You can keep on doing it.
Exactly. I maintain the older you get, the better you get at it.
So there was a Japanese rider at the last Olympics, I think, was 70.
Yes, I know. I haven't beaten his record yet.
Brilliant.
Got a while to go before that one.